大金
大水
睇命水，今日呢呢个系我哋嘅开场白，
好似我哋嘅 starting 嘅 music 咁。
就系、
是、今日咧，
其实系我同大水姐介绍一个 YouTuber 咧，叫做 Nico Guado Avocado 嘅，系系系，点解会突然间讲到佢咧？系因为我其实accidentally come across 佢嘅嗰啲 mukbang 啊
mukbang
嘅嗰啲 video，
mukbang
系咪？即系好似嗰啲专门系靠食嘢响YouTube 嗰度发嗰啲 YouTuber 发起嗰种啦，系咪？
系。
And 会我唔会讲我留意佢或者我 follow 佢，不过咧佢系系吸引到我注意，然后我就分享咗一个人俾阿大水姐知噶啦。So okay, story about this this YouTuber Nico Avocado 咧，系咪？佢嘅真名其实系叫 Nicholas Perry。OK， 佢几后生下嘅，1992年出世嘅，所以今年应该都系30几岁嘅啫。OK， 佢一开始咧，佢本身系一个我觉得都算系靓仔啦，斯文骨骨嘅一个后生仔啦，仲系嗰啲 violin professional violin player 嚟嘅，即系佢真系有去表演嗰啲 classical music 嗰种嘅。And then佢系一个long time 嘅一个 vegetarian 嚟嘅。
4 years 好似4年幾
啊！佢好似係由細，我唔知係由細就開始食。But anyway， 佢係一個 long term vegetarian 嘅。當佢後生嘅時候，佢就嚟到美國發展啦。然後佢喺美國亦都識到佢一個男朋友，佢係同性戀嚟噶啦。
係。
Then after that， 佢就佢嘅男朋友就鼓勵佢 start 自己嘅 YouTube， 佢就 start 咯。咁一開始佢嘅 YouTube 咧，其實係大多數都係做講關於vegetarian 嘅嘢嘅，食齋啊等等嘅嘢咁嘅樣啦。So I don't know how 佢by chance 佢就 come across mukbang 嘅嘢，點佢就開始轉佢嘅 style of 佢嘅 video， 佢就開始行一個食嘢嘅一個
路線
咁嘅樣啦。And 食嘢唔係食簡，唔係 like 單純食嘢啊，係大量食嘢嗰種嘅路線。He 佢嘅record 係好似每一個 video， 佢嘅嗰個 mukbang video， 佢會食到10,000 calorie 一個 video， 10,000 calorie。我一個正常成年人一日都係愛幾多個 calorie， 可能2000。
睇下你幾重咯，2000已經好足夠啦。
佢係等於食咗5個人嘅，係5個人嘅飯響一餐，響一個 video 入邊咁樣。所以佢由一開始咧，佢只不過係一個。As I said just now， 斯文又識玩搞 classical violin vegetarian 嘅一個男仔咧 ，OK，and then 佢當時只不過係有155磅嘅啫，
係
155磅係幾多 kg 啊？
Divide by 2.2 咯，
大概就係講60幾啦，係咪？60幾 kg 啦，係咪？After 佢長期由2000幾年啊，我唔記得咗。2016年、2018年啊，我唔記得，我真係唔記得。OK， 開始做mukbang之後開始，佢今日變成155，佢當初收155磅嘛，係咪？佢而家變成155 kg。
哇！好犀利。
155 kg 之時係360幾磅咁樣。
差唔多好似3個呢度 Asian 嘅女仔。
係。And then 呢個重量係已經係。重到係咪？佢自己都承認過就係佢唞唔到氣，佢需要靠嗰啲呼吸嘅嗰啲 aid assistant 係咪嚟到先可以正常咁樣呼吸。And then 佢講佢嘅一時佢會覺得佢嘅依個胸嗰度好痛啊嗰啲嘢咁樣樣啦，好似係講話佢嘅骨已經 handle 唔到佢嘅 body fat 咗嗰種嘅，但係佢仲係繼續食10,000 calorie 一個 video， 咁樣樣。So it's like，如果各位有機會嘅話，你可以向 YouTube 揾佢，Nico Guado Avocado， 你可以睇到好多佢嘅video 噶啦。佢點樣 transform from 一個正常人變成今日一個睇落好似 like obese 嘅一個人咁嘅樣？
真係好唔健康。
好唔健康。咁佢嘅唔健康唔單止係reflect 響佢嘅外形喎。As we get fatter and fatter， 哎呀，我唔小心。Okay， as we get fatter and fatter，OK， 佢嘅情緒其實都好唔好。佢成日喺佢個 video 嗰度係咪？佢會同佢男朋友鬧交啦，鬧完交之後，喺個 video 嗰度一面食嘢一面鬧交，人哋一面喊，又繼續食， and then 又喊完之後又同男朋友 kiss 啦，和好啦咁樣樣啦。He may be doing all this for views 啦 ，OK？ And then 佢同其他嘅 YouTuber 都有好多 conflict 嘅，周圍同人哋擦著嗰啲火啦 ，OK？ And then 又同好多 YouTuber 鬧交啦。So 好多嘅一種controversy about him 啦。所以佢變成咗喺美國係咪係一個好好出名嘅 YouTuber？ 一個甚至乎你係個 influencer，OK？But 唔係 in the 好嘅嘢嘅。
Not a wholesome one 啦 ，it's quite not likable type。
係，佢出名係因為佢食嘢食到夾硬撐到自己咁嘅樣，變成今日呢個地步 ，OK？And then he's well known for like 好似搞屎棍咁嘅樣啦 ，OK？And I realize 佢依個situation， 佢依個咁嘅問題係佢越嚟越肥嘅時候。佢個唔單止身體，就好似我頭先咁講，佢嘅情緒、佢嘅 mental 都 also deeply impacted by 佢嘅依個weight gain 咗咁樣樣。Seemingly is like this 啦 ，OK。但當然我唔知佢有冇睇過啲心理醫生或者咩可以幫到佢啦。But 係一個好好傷心，不過係一個好 true 嘅一個事實，一個好 true 嘅 reality that is happening in our world these days 咯。So你咁你哋會覺得哇佢咁樣變成咁樣，佢仲繼續咁樣食啊？點解？我哋都知點解咯，為咗 view， 係咪？佢憑住食一個做一個 mukbang 一個 video 咧，佢雖然夾硬由155磅撐到變成155kg， 但係同時佢都贏到一個I won't use the word贏啦 ，but at the same time
gain 啦 ，just 得到啦。
He also gained what $2 million worth of penthouse。It's all from his income from YouTube. 咁樣，所以佢其實已經係到一個地步係我因為我睇過佢一個 video 啦，我覺得佢心理有少少扭曲咗，因為佢知道佢今時今日肥到咁嘅地步，佢係好難瘦落去咗。So to kind of like comfort himself, maybe 係咪？佢會喺佢個 penthouse 影一個 video， 然之後佢會講：，哼，你哋睇。你成日講我肥啦，依啲嗰啲啦，做埋依啲咁多嘢搞事情乜嘢啦？你哋邊個買到$2 million嘅 penthouse？ 我買到喎、啊！我而家企響高高在上睇住你哋響下邊 suffering 我，佢咁樣講你知冇？I feel that it's just a way to make himself feel better.
Manage his pain 啦，其實有時太低人係代緊自己都有依種 pain，
係
唔識點樣去 handle 就咁樣嚟踩低人咯。
係咯。所以一啲奇人奇事而家喺呢個世界咧係越嚟多，特別係越嚟越多人都想做 YouTuber 啦、influencer 啦等等啦，甚至乎嗰啲細佬哥而家你問佢哋 ambition 係咩，佢講我要做 influencer。
冇醫生冇律師㗎
啦，
而家冇㗎啦，
佢哋係個 ambition 就 influencer。咁而家我哋轉一轉我哋嘅一個角度嚟到，又係名利啦，係咪？係。所以大水姐。好似依個avocado， 佢個名係咪 Nicholas Berry 啦 ？OK， 佢個真名係個富名。好似個 Nicholas 係咪？佢因為佢食到咁樣變到咁多啲健康問題係咪？我哋而家依個名利嚟講，點樣講咧？有乜嘢流行病或者係有咩現代病係比較會容易出現嘅冇？
其實而家我哋而家入咗九運啦，其實2019嗰陣時已經開始 feel 到嗰個 energy of the 九運咗。
2019。
啱啱就在 covid 嗰個 year，已經係 feel 到 the energy of the 九運啊嘛，離卦啦嘛。咁樣有咩係講？is follow the flow of the era is actually 火啊嘛，火係代表。呢啲 influencing 啊 ，KOL 啊，attention grabbing， 啲beauty 靚俾人睇到。如果咧，即係如果你講 occupation 嘅話 ，for example 成間公司啦，邊一個$100係代表緊fire 咧係 marketing department。
Sales 代表冇
？Sales 都代表。Sales and marketing 俾人一啲 perception of something that is you see from the outside. What is the perception that you want to project? 咁樣依樣嘢就係依個 period popular 嘅嘢噶啦。咁你就 relate 翻，我哋陣間可以 go deeper into period 9嘅 significance 啊，同埋去代表咩？如果你講翻頭先你講係 health 嘅問題咧 ，health 咧 for fire 咧係我哋身體我哋嘅器官有兩個 main 嘅器官係 denotes by fire 嘅，第一。就係我哋眼睛啦、something that we used to again 依個 see 依樣嘅睇嘢嘅 俾人睇嘅時睇嘢嘅係好重要啦。
俾我諗到啊，嗰、那個咩金睛火眼啊！
金睛火眼係啊係啊，好啱啊！金睛火眼啊嘛。
嗰個叫做咩？中文叫孫悟空。
孫悟空。
啊，孫悟空啊！金睛嘅火眼就係而家啦。
就係而家啦。所以而家我哋其實咧，真係睇嗰啲咁多 entertainment， 咁多 video online， 咁多咁多嘢嚟 grab our attention 咧，金睛火眼到其實個眼睛真係好大問題。
係啊。
越嚟多人近視啦，細蚊仔有好多都戴一個好大嘅eyeglasses 啦，其實係近視啦。依樣係其中之一樣。第二樣咧，第二個 main organ that is also very important to us， 代表 health 嘅問題 in period 9咧，就係講緊我哋嘅心臟啦。
心臟哦。所以其實頭先我覺得我問嘅問題好似唔係咁好，我其實想問大水姐嘅就係喺命理角度嚟講，有咩現代病係容易得到嘅？我亦都得到我嘅答案咗啦，就係眼嘅問題 ，which is totally logical， 好似你話齋，我哋而家睇親啲嘢 ，you know，全部都係好傷眼嘅。And then 心係因為我哋食嘅嘢全部都唔係好健康咯，而家
唔
係
咁健康，我哋要快，我哋要 we like fast food， 樣嘢要快啊嘛，快 get 到嗰個 satisfaction of 好肚餓啊，要快啊，就要快咁樣 grab 咗 drive through， get the whatever fast food， and then 你食飽就算。
And this also match with the nature of 火嘛，因為我哋所謂嘅而家係行緊九運係火嘛，火都係愛嘢愛快噶嘛。
要快，要快同埋無情 ，no leave no prisoners behind。
哦。
咁頭先我哋講緊 organ 啦，第一樣嘢係 quick physical as in our main organ，but 第二樣嘢 is also emotional。
哦 ，emotional。
同樣嘅眼 and also heart。眼咧，我哋就講我哋根本啲嘢，我哋係好睇表面。
嚇、啊！係。
我哋就冇真係睇清楚嗰、那個deeper into 個 situation。
係。
Very easily swayed by the masses 表面嘅嘢，人哋覺得好多人講，十個人講係咁，我哋有可能就會覺得係真係咁。係。So emotional wise, we get very easily swayed.Emotional wise also very fast up and down， 好快。 So that's why we are always looking for addiction from those matchmaking 的 app 啦，我們很快要 swipe left swipe right 啦，很快要 get 到哇，總之第一眼見到靚好 sexy 咁樣就 swipe 咗。 Then this also denotes that actually everything is for us is just like an illusion， 一個 dream 咁。
哎呀，講到咁樣真係呀，好似感覺上有啲怎樣說呢，傷心又不是說傷心，就是 like but it's the reality now 啦，好像你看 TikTok 或者是什麼，它都是很快就是要給到你刺激。
是啊，
你沒有一秒可以停的， unless you take away you take the phone away from you啦， right？ 你其實你就一直 swipe 上 new excitement and 你的 brain 都 train 到是不是一直都 hunger for 一種 excitement， but is this excitement something we want for long？ Is it something that is helpful for us？ I think it's a question we need to ask ourselves lah。
Yeah. And it also shows like this excitement is also becoming very addicted。
是。
Thus 如果你說Nicholas 啊 ，Nicolado
啊
，Avocado 個 YouTuber 啦，佢其實自己去令到人哋 addicted to 佢嘅 video，
係
，in a way 佢自己都係 addicted to 依個 fame， 依個 attention that people is giving him， so he's like in this way that 佢自己冇可能唔知，每個人都知道你食得咁多，你自己消化系統，你佢都話，你頭先都話佢嘅心口都覺得痛啦。他自己知道是不好對他的，但是為什麼不好還要做呢？
他愛 view 咯。In a way， 他自己 also fall trap into 他自己的 drama， 他自己的 hunger for 那些 views。Attention。
So now it's all about this attention， and sometimes it's just may not be something healthy。
咁呢二十年係咪？因為我知道九運係二十年係今年開始係嘛？
是今年開始。
所以大水姐，二十年來命理來講，是不是有什麼行業是會特別火的呢？
剛才我們說的是entertainment 啦，beauty 啦，something that you are making others look good， so it also 現在很興的呢，就是很多以前的 famous KOL 都自己開了一些 social media agency， 一時的 live streamer， 他們 manage 的 live streamer 當是他們 talent 的 agency， 這些行業 production 啊social media advertising 其實都是算是個九運嘅。 Then besides that, metaphysics 啦，我哋依行都算係九運啦，
嗯，
都係可以係 something that is popular。
I see， 好似科技嗰啲嘢咧。
科技 yes， 科技 as well。所以而家你可以睇到依排開始好多 AI is like all the rich AI robotics， 會成日見到嗰啲 video 係 which company which big company came up with certain robotics 嘅 innovation，
嗯。
So technology is also under fire element. Thus is also something that is booming. Technology telco as well。
飲食都係啊。
飲食都係，但飲食 again is need to be something that is follow the trend。其實而家特別嘅嘢咧，就係 it can swing both ways， either follow the trend， something that is viral， something that 好似木band 嗰啲，我覺得係 something viral 啦。That it somehow fits like a sort of addiction of us， 嚟睇人哋
食嘢
食得咁辛苦咁樣，so some sort of addiction。The other way咧。Towards the other extreme dan can also be something that is classical, something that for example omakase, that got Tracy had put in a lot of effort, a lot of expertise into curating 每嚿魚咁樣要切到點樣，用咩刀嚟切啊，要點樣 maintain 個 quality 啊。So it's both very extreme. Some is like very high quality, very classical. The other one is very fast, very viral.
誒，其實你咁樣講，我覺得都有顯示喺我哋嘅而家嗰啲所謂嘅出名嘅嗰啲 YouTuber 或者係 influencer 啦。
係。
我唔會講遠啦，我講 Malaysia 啦。OK， sorry to say 啊 ，as low quality as Adeline 依啲嘅，係咪都可以做 influencer？ OK， but 我哋 Malaysia 都有一啲好有 quality 嘅 influencer 都有。比如講，我其實覺得 Amber Chia 都屬於係一個 influencer， 因為佢雖然係 model 出身，不過佢都有you know 經營自己嘅 social media 等等嘅嘢嘛。佢都係 influencer and 會係一個 more of the positive one that I see 啦 ，right？ So it's like Amber Chia versus Adeline， 你可以睇到嗰個天同地嘅分別喎。
嗰個range 真係好大。
係。
好大，但係我覺得 ，the surprisingly when the range is so big， right？ 但係啲 middle and average one doesn't really get anything。Doesn't really stand up。
即係一係你就係做最 top 嘅，一係你就做最難嘅。
最差又最難，一係即係你個 branding 個 image 好 strong。Either 你係做真係好似個聖人咁 very positive， production quality 好好。一時你就真係做嗰個 like maybe 搞笑好污嘅，但係最一時好似 avocado
我知我都成日有啲好難 pronounce 個名 Nicole
華多啊。
等下先，我再 check 下先啦。我自己都有啲difficulty in pronouncing his name。
Mr. Avocado。
Nicocado Avocado。
Oh, Nicocado。
Nicocado Nicocado。
Nicocado
Avocado。
Avocado。
Anyway, his real name is Nicholas Perry 啦。
Okay， 就係好似咁樣嘅，好特別。You love to hate him, but you are still watching。
You know what? I once hear this saying that I find that is so true. 而家我哋 we have access to so many things in online. So many social media, all those stuff, right? But why is it those that are so called the 懶 one is the one that get a lot of view? 就好似我哋人咁樣樣，我哋中意食 snack. Snack may not be healthy for us. 但係點解我哋中意食？我哋中意食咁多 snack。When we know it's not healthy for us, we just need something to distress, so called, right? That's why 一啲 YouTuber 雖然係 so called 唔係嗰啲 top quality 嘅，甚至乎可以講係難嘅，去做嘅嘢可能冇咁有水準嘅。But why he can attract so much view? 係 at the end 人哋中意食唔健康嘅嘢。So it all come back to 我哋自己嘅 choice， 我哋愛睇乜嘢嘢，愛食乜嘢嘢。What is it that you want to eat in for your mental health？
其實咁係代表我哋其實係好空虛咯。
空虛，不過講到空虛，我哋就可以講到依個據我所知，而家九運就係所謂嘅離卦嘛，係咪？你可以俾啲definition 仲。
九運其實如果你講睇易經啦、易經啦，九運離卦啦嘛，離卦咧係點樣畫佢嘅咧？其實係嗰個筆畫係 three lines， 中間嗰個 line 咧係空心嘅。是 broken line 嚟嘅，咁空心咧 ，actually 其實係代表一個嘢係上高係下邊係 full line is 好圓滿嘅，係中間嗰度係空嘅，所以就好似我哋嘅人有可能表面我睇到係冇問題嘅， 你好像很正常沒問題的， You may even be someone who talk very positive things、
嗯、
但其實有可能我們心目中我們很空虛，我們很寂寞，哇空虛寂寞，這樣加
上空虛寂寞凍啊
嗯，所以我們怎樣彌補我們這個空虛寂寞呢、
嗯、
就是這樣咯，找一些不是那麼健康、嗯、
So it's like either you can go for all this entertainment to 補你那個空虛的心，或者是其實這個九運也有代表，剛才你有說到那些有文化的東西，那些比較、好像一些名利的東西也都可以彌補你的空虛的心的。
Spiritual, something like spiritual awareness, or you look back into your root. 你的好像來，我覺得我自己呢是 I think also because of age 啦，我經常說是 age 啦。But look back, it could be due to my root. 我這陣子是很喜歡吃那些小時候吃的東西，例如米糕啊，我很喜歡點餅啊，會給到我一個很 comfort。Of course, 現在是說都不是那麼健康啦，沒有吃那麼多 carbs and so on 啦，但是我覺得 not as bad as the mukbang
那個是誇張的啦so it's like 我覺得我們大家都需要一個 realization， 就是你會很容易覺得空虛咯，
是
那你選擇用什麼來到填補你的空虛是很重要咯，因為如果我們相信九運來說這個 this thing will last for 20 years right， 是不是有這種說法是說前面幾年會比較沒那麼好的，
是有這個說法，我也有聽過人家都是這樣、mm-hmm. 來 highlight 來問我啦、mm-hmm. 這句說話啦，但是呢是 我自己覺得啦， based on 我的 analysis of 名利啦，我覺得不是那麼正確，不是那麼正確的、
mm-hmm.
因為為什麼不是那麼正確的呢，什麼都是 every cycle 一時 every 那我簡單點來說啦，好像 let's say 你 every time 你 join 一個 new job、
mm-hmm.
一時一個 new boss 來、mm-hmm. 你先你一定會覺得last one better、
啊、
以前那個沒經常這樣管住我、
啊、
以前那個會教我、啊、spend 10 minutes 教我怎樣做，然後他才 brief 了我，然後我才自己給我 freedom 去做，因為為什麼呢，人是這樣的 change no one likes it、
啊、
所以我們就會覺得、啊、every time 新的 period 來 it actually shakes up the status quo， 你以前有可能 in 白雲呢，白雲 是 earth 嘛， earth 的 element 嘛、
嗯嗯，
咁你就會覺得嗰啲白運係好運嘅人咧，去 build 咗嗰啲財啊，去 build 咗佢嘅 empire 咧，係可以 last 得耐啲嘅。
嗯。
So 如果佢咁樣，佢已經 enjoy 緊依個咁樣自己嘅 status quo， 自己嘅 position 係咁穩定嘅話，等陣呢九運嚟，誒，好似如果我以前係一個好出名嘅entertainment 嘅阿姐啦，點解而家呢啲 KOL？你是乜水哦、啊？你做幾個 video 咁嚟出名，你可以同我阿姐鬥咩？
以前我依啲係上電視台嘅，你哋依啲咩 YouTube 乜嘢嚟嘅，係咪？
係啊，咁佢一定會覺得先九運嚟嗰陣時，佢一定覺得唔好咯，
或者接受唔到咁樣樣。
嗯，
其實咧，我覺得依個又可以拎回一個一樣嘢，我學。我哋 agile coach 成日講嘅，我竟然爆咗我一個 agile coach 添。
哎呀，唔係 secret 嚟咯，遲早嘅事。
不過都應該冇。OK，so anyway， 我哋有一樣嘢叫做 Tuckman model， 我唔知你有冇聽過。So Tuckman model 係一個好耐以前 develop design 出嚟嘅 ，literally 擺一個人叫 Tuckman 啦。OK。好多年前嘅 ，but until today I still find it very applicable。佢係講緊一個 team 係咪？由 forming to performing， 他們需要經過多少個 stages、
啊、我有讀過
It's a very common and famous 的一個、theory 來的， so just to you know, recap
reiterate、
you start from forming、即是你剛剛成立你的 team、
你
的 next stage 一定會經過的是 storming，
是
所謂的 storming 就是吵架啦、conflict 啦、you know, 我看你不順眼，你看我不順眼這樣、就好像我們現在的 situation 就是白雲來到九雲，哎呀，我還有很多東西不適應啦，咁樣樣啦，係咪？你過得到 storming 個 stage， 你去到下一個就係 norming 咗，就係、正常翻咗，你慣咗，你習慣咗，你 adjust 到依個新嘅依個趨勢咗咁樣樣。And then 你去到 norming 之後 ，at the end 你終於一個 team 你可以 perform 啦，你終於係可以 you know 發揮到最好嘅一個境界咁樣樣。
Actually 好 relevant 喎，依個 model， 依個 model。但係咧，我又想提醒大家，係 even though 我哋先係 expected to be more comfortable with status quo， 同埋我哋會比較 唔慣嗰個 speed 同埋嗰個 change of focus。但係學九運咧，我哋最好嘅 warm up 啊，我叫依家個 warm up 咧快啲啦，快啲 warm up。
要快咗，因為火。
火真係無情同埋係唔等人嘅。
係。
唔似土咧，係你可以慢慢嚟。你仲有時間做錯，阿德你做啱咗少少，你又可以留得咁耐。火咧就係去燒緊行嗰陣時咧，你就要 catch 住嗰個勢，你就要繼續咁衝住去，你又唔可以休息噶啦。
So is there any way where 響依個二十年嘅一個九運，我哋可以 sustain 我哋嘅 fame 或者係我哋嘅依個財咁樣樣咧？如果揾到嘅話啦。
Embrace change 咯。
我一直改啦。
一直改咯 ，embrace transformation 咯，就冇當自己係一時 ，for example， 我覺得 influencer 依行係 quite a good example。As much as 有時都會 jealous 啦 ，of 有啲咁後生啊咁成功賺咁多錢。但係我覺得可以學，我哋可以學習嘅嘢就係佢哋真係創新得好快。
哦，真係好快。
因為每一個 video， 佢一個 video viral 咗一個 million， 佢就要。快咁樣
做下一個
點樣又要再 catch 到人呢 ？So that is also why a lot of them cannot take this stress and go into mental breakdown or mental health issue 啦。
Okay, interesting。
So 記住咯，我哋要繼續咁樣去創新 ，take it as something fun 啊，嚟我哋可以好似而家係好似36變或72變嗰種，你變。人哋記得你又係唔係好耐，人哋忘記你都係好快，所以唔使咁怕醜啦。
呢個時候咧，我要提倡下 agile 嘅 concept。
呢個真係好，大家記得 agile coach。
所以 agile 咧，我哋就講到你一定要隨時都係 you know adapt to 呢個 market 嘅一個 request 嘛。所以我哋係行 spring by spring，and then 我哋成日都要 on time collect market 嘅 feedback，and then act upon it 咁樣樣嘛。我覺得其實喺呢個二十年嘅呢個大運係。It's something that we can relate to and we can practice lah. 你要快快脆脆，你 launch 咗一個 video 出去，快快脆 collect feedback， 快快脆睇下人哋中意咩，唔中意咩，嗱嗱聲又出下一個you know video， 係 reflect 嗰個 feedback 咁樣樣嘅咯。
係。
That's how you can keep on， 因為我哋一直講我一直改變 ，but because I was asking myself just now when you were sharing this point。喂，點知我哋係改 towards the right direction 咧？係咪 ？How do I know 我個改係人哋中意或者人哋想睇嘅咧？係咪？你一定要靠 feedback 咗，你嘅 data analysis， 你嘅 feedback， that's where it will help you 嘛。
And data is also fire 嘛 ，fire related。
係咯。
Performance marketing is also fire。
係咯。
所以你就咁樣用嗰啲 data， 有嘅 analysis， even big data is also tag and fire。用嗰 big data 嚟 react 咯，嚟 act accordingly。
好 ，so 最尾咧，大帥姐，我哋 just end with a light-hearted question 啦 ，OK？
啊 ，OK。
如果你係一個你個cardo avocado OK， 你會唔會為咗 view 而食到變成咁肥 ？But at the end， 你又可以拎到兩個 million penthouse， 你會唔會？
Good question 啊。我係唔會啦。
你唔會啦。
我唔會，因為
即係你完全一開始都唔會行呢個路線，係咪咁樣講？
一開始我可能行依個路線，因為 which is whatever market feedback right，
但
佢覺得你我哋嘅 video 依個 video 好多 views 咁樣，你咪繼續咯，你 get the people to watch right。但係點解我講我唔會咧？因為我自己嘅八字自己嘅 personality 嚟講咧，其實 for 啲 content 有 knowledge 嘅咧，我唔係講食就係食齋食。都有少少 knowledge 啦，as in你要睇下你要點樣 angle 你 camera 啊，食乜嘢可以 get 到 attention 啊嗰種。But 我自己嘅名咧係比較適合做嗰種knowledge， 又 impart certain knowledge， then 我愛 get deeper and deeper knowledge into 一個 topic， then 先至會 satisfy 到我嘅名水啦 ，so call 我嘅名水，我嘅 destiny my calling 啦。
Okay. So it's like 你At the end， 你都係會開始轉去 knowledge 路線咁樣樣。
未必我食下，我講食咗點樣，我可以煮翻依啲嘢係未必 lesser calorie 㗎，一時更加健康㗎。一時食咗我就教翻大家 gain 咗 5kg， 我教翻你哋點樣 lose 翻 5kg 咁樣。我覺得有啲 knowledge base 嘅咁樣嘅 topic， 我會有興趣多啲。
I see. Okay. 咁for我咧，我會咁樣做，但我唔會到咁extreme. As in like，我會因為at the end of the day，我會好清楚我goal係乜嘢。即是我唔需要到需要一個兩個million penthouse。即我賺到大概有咁上下錢咗係咪？我 to sustain my health，我就會 stop 咗。所以我係之前我可能have a goal，maybe I want to see 1 million cash or whatever，okay？我可能會繼續咁樣食，okay？可能我到 1 million cash 嘅時候，我亦都變成一個好 obese 咗嘅人。但我到 1 million，我就會即到 before it really hurt my health that much，我會 put a stop 咗。And then I will take whatever money that I have去做抽脂。
抽脂都好危險㗎。
係危險啊！抽脂或者係佢哋一個減肥嘅係嗰種咩胃嗰度佢哋割
哦，like is it？哦，OK，anyway，I
think you get what I mean lah，right？ It's like before it go to that bad，I will already stop myself，take whatever money that I'm happy with it already，I don't need that much，okay？And then 我就會開始調整翻我嘅體重。And who knows, I can become another different inspiration to another, 就是減肥成功的一個 you know?
可以，但是錢永遠都不夠的喎，1 million夠的了。
That's the thing, 因為你們空虛咯。所以你覺得錢不夠咯。
寂寞。
寂寞，我用錢來補咯，但永遠補不完的。所以各位要聽多點我們的直播。
那你就
不會空虛。不是直播，sorry，我們的 recording, 這個未到直播。And then就可能少點空虛咯。
多啲快樂啦，
係啦。So that's the end of when 八字
meets tarot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.